This graphic audio title features all three parts of Hero's Road, Volume 1, by Chuck Rogers, in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A Movie in Your Mind.
Graphic Audio presents Hero's Road, Volume 1, Part 1, by Chuck Rogers. Narrated by Bradley Smith. Performed by Chris Gennebach, Bradley Smith, Michael Glenn, Carolyn Kashner, Jeff Allen, Chris Stinson, Nora Ashrati, Chris Davenport, Scott McCormick, Christopher Walker, Richard Rowan, Andy Brownstein, Andy Clements, Thomas Keegan, Amanda Forstrom, Alejandro Ruiz, Terrence Aselford, Todd Schofield, Michael John Casey, Matthew McGee, Colleen Delaney, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Ken Jackson, and Nanette Savard. Hero's Road, Volume 1, Part 1.
Cole Ap Math hated the steps. He clapped his hands to bring feeling back into his fingers. Despite his gloves and the knotted rags tied about them, his hands were numb. He tried to hunch deeper into his cloak, but the wind cut right through him. Cole looked about grimly and shivered in his antiquated scale armor. Frozen dirt rang under the hooves of the second squadron of the Frontier Cavalry. The 16 cold, dispirited, and disparate men barely formed 2.5 lances of cavalry by normal muster, nor were the nags they rode up to the standard of a paladin's heavy charger. They were men from many kingdoms, most of them victims of fate or some foolishness that had landed them in the eastern steppes. Cole looked over at Old Ebe. The company's sorcerer sat quaking on his horse and clutched his heavy robe and wizard's mantle about him. The sway-backed nag he rode was wretched even by the squadron's standards, but Ebe was not required to wear armor nor carry a lance, and that left him with the worst of the lot. Pity and contempt moved Cole as the graybeard shook. The wizard shivered with more than cold. It had been 2 days since Ebe had kissed a wineskin, and the lack of it was going ill with him. He sat his horse like a man at sea for the first time. Ebe's was an old story. The sorcerer was an old man who had possessed a small measure of power. A young woman with none had taken his teachings and his heart and ran off with both. Ebe had filled his loss with wine. Drink had left him destitute and desperate. That desperation had led him to practice unlicensed magics. It had only been a matter of time before the church had found him out. Cole glared, red-eyed and rueful, across the steps.
The church always finds out.
Cole reined in his scorn for the broken and besotted sorcerer. The sins Cole carried in his own heart were heavier than any man's in the squadron. Cole reached behind him and took up his wineskin.
Ebe.
Yeah?
My guts have been running for days and won't stand this swing. You have it, then.
Ebe took the skin with a shaky smile of gratitude. They both knew the lie for what it was.
Thank you, Cole. You're a good man.
It is nothing.
Cole urged his mount forward as Ebe sucked at the skin. He didn't want to watch Ebe's dissolution, even as he was having a hand in it. Cole's horse was old, but better than most of the squadron's. Cole's size and skill at arms had gotten him first choice of what mounts were available, and the gray beneath him had been bred for war. The old mare's best days were behind her, but Cole couldn't complain. Some of the men might as well have been riding goats for all their mounts were worth. He glanced at the men around him as they rode hunched in their saddles with their heads down. There would be no battle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?